Carols and Scriptures for Advent, a devotional songbook from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 21st, a reflection on The Friendly Beasts by Professor Lynn Marie Combe, Professor of Family Law at Regent University School of Law. Quote, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And, being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." End quote. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Animals singing about the gifts they gave to the great gift-giver himself, who is born among his creation, may seem like a cute and adorable way to bring children into caroling. The carol's simple and seemingly transparent text, however, belies a very rich history. The tune, Orientis Partibus, has been attributed to Pierre de Corbeil, Bishop of Sens, France, at about 1222, and was sung during the Feast of Circumcision on January 1st. By the 13th century, the melody was sung during the Fête de l'Âne, Festival of the Donkey, the focus of which was the flight into Egypt by the Holy Family. During the Mass for this festival, a donkey was often led or ridden into the church. At some point over the centuries, the scene shifted from the flight into Egypt to the journey to Bethlehem. Maybe because of its cuteness, many artists have recorded the song, including Peter, Paul, and Mary, Burl Ives, Harry Belafonte, Johnny Cash, and Garth Brooks on his 1992 platinum-selling album, Beyond the Seasons. The final stanza summarizes that, quote, "All the beasts, by some good spell," end quote, "were pleased to offer a gift to Emmanuel." The good spell has a sense of a magical event in which even the animals comprehend and were engaged in the mystery of Creator coming among his creation. Whatever you think about its cuteness or its history, this carol calls us to humility and to the meekness of a stable full of animals surrounding the most unpretentious of all, the Lord himself, who completely and entirely emptied himself. Our gratitude is shown in our generosity with our gifts to him. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for absolutely and utterly emptying yourself to be among us. You are our gift. Amen.